This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, September 21st. After a record-breaking summer that saw over 500,000 cruise passengers visit Sitka, Alaska, a local resident is leading an initiative to cap annual cruise visitors to 240,000 a season. Now, inspired by a similar measure in Bar Harbor, Maine, the proposal also includes daily and weekly caps and would require cruise companies to secure permits in order to even dock or anchor in Sitka. The residents who are leading this initiative and who want the cruise ships limited hope to have some kind of response by the end of the year as to which way this will go. And Carnival's brand ambassador John Heald confirmed that new ship builds will no longer include libraries. According to Heald, the decision was made to make room for more bars and restaurants as the number of people interested in borrowing books or visiting the library during their cruise has been decreasing. The announcement was met with disappointment from many of the over 3,000 comments who expressed concerns about the increasing difficulty in finding quiet places on their cruise ships. And Holland America Line has launched its first global fresh fish dining program offering seafood sourced from 60 global ports. That'll be starting later this week. The program aims to serve the freshest fish varieties like haddock and mahi-mahi in the main dining room at no extra cost. Now, additionally, a special pop-up restaurant, Morimoto by Sea, curated by Iron Chef Morimoto, will feature an exclusive seafood menu for a $55 cover charge. Holland America will only source from sustainable fisheries. And cruise line stocks were down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 3%, 14.65. Royal Caribbean down 2.1%, 96.21. And Norwegian down 1%, 17.17. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Holland America's new Stottendam at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Thursday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.